Booked to perform at Rock the Farm back in 2019, Wild Horses finally hit the stage Wednesday night for the opening show in this year's grand return of the Summer Music Series. The country music band performed at the Anderson Farm Museum grounds in Lively while those in attendance either sat and watched or took in the music while visiting booths hosted by various vendors. Among the booths was Let's Talk Science, whose members offered youths with hands-on experience in science. There was also a booth with produce headed by City of Greater Sudbury summer students, who raised funds for the Anderson Farm Museum Heritage Society. This year's Rock the Farm will take place every Wednesday in August, from 4 to 8 p.m., with musicians taking to the stage at 5:30 p.m. St. Louis Bar and Grill will be donating small prizes each Wednesday, and there will be a 50-50 draw organized by the Walden Lions Club, which precedes supporting events put on by the Anderson Farm Museum Heritage Society. This year's event took place with extra help from the City of Greater Sudbury, Rock the Farm co-chair Leslie Salo told Sudbury.com, noting that the ongoing renovation of the barn building has thrown the grounds out of whack. Organizers have moved the stage from where it's typically located, and the city has parked a trailer with washroom facilities for the events. The city has been quite accommodating with us in trying to facilitate anything we need to get Rock the Farm underway, Salo said. We're working around it. We've got a really dedicated group of volunteers through the Heritage Society who have family connections to the farm or are retired farmers or dedicated members of the community who want to bring activities to Lively. Events are free of charge for people to attend, with the only money people need is to buy produce and other things from vendors. This year's lineup includes Stephanie Fife, Tom Fife and the Whiskey River Blues Band, August 9th. Dual Play, August 16th. 7 Plus 1 and Pop Mock. Nay, August 23rd. Outsider, August 30th. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.